The Athletics going for their ninth win in 12 games, taking on the Tigers. Jarrell Cotton scratched from his start because of a sore groin. Raul Alcantara making the emergency start. Pick up the action with the A's giving them some insurance in the first inning. Jed Lowry facing Buck Farmer.
The runner going, a drive to left center, well hit ball deep in the alley. And the center fielder diving, unable to make the play out there. And here's Semien around third. The throw to the plate is not in time, and the A's take a 1-0 lead.
The pitch swung on, fly ball to right field, and it is gone! Four home runs in four games for Matt Olson. The A's now lead 4-0.
That one's hit to right center. That's hit a ton. Healy rounds third. He's coming in to score. Pinder with a booming RBI double, and it's 5-0 A's.
Here's Pinder hitting a deep drive to left center. That's way back, and Matzuk's going to watch it. Bounces over the wall, and that's a ground rule double. That'll score one run. It denies the second run, and the A's take an 8-3 lead.
Chapman. What a play. Got him. Terrific play by Matt Chapman.
The A's playing some good baseball at the end of the season. They've now won 9 of 12 as they take it 8-3. Matt Joyce, 3 hits and a run scored. Matt Olson becomes the first A's player to homer in 4 straight games since Coco Crisp in 2013. He talked to the media after.
Obviously, it is one of those things that I recognize is happening, but just trying to stay in the moment of it, approach each day the same way. And, you know, I felt pretty good all year, and I'm just trying to keep that going.
Four home runs in 4 days, at least one in each of those four. They've been different types of pitches. How much are you reacting now to pitches that you see versus looking for certain pitches? Because you're hitting fastballs, changeups, curveballs, everything. What's your approach at the plate, seeing guys that are facing guys you've never seen before?
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of both. As far as looking for some, reacting to others, this year has been one of those years where I feel like I've taken a big step forward and being able to react to pitches that I'm not necessarily looking for. So, I take my spots here and there. Guys throw things in certain counts, maybe look for one. Yeah. And other than that, react.
Now, Matt, you're playing every day at the big league level. Compared to the minor leagues, what is the difference that you notice the most? Because obviously you've had a lot of success in the minors. You're now starting to have success at the big league level. But what do you see as the biggest difference coming up to the major leagues?
Well, these guys are here for a reason. Everything's just a little bit sharper, a little more fine-tuned. Talking about pitching-wise, just overall the pace of the game's a little quicker. But guys on the bump are just, they know what they're doing out there. They know what they're doing with their sequences and with their pitches.
Keith Lippman has said a number of times, talking about you, patience and power. We've seen both of those. How do you react on certain pitches, look for certain pitches, but yet have the patience to take pitches that aren't strikes?
I can't put a finger on it. It's kind of been one of those things I've always had. My high school coach actually used to rag me about walking too much.
I can see why.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where, you go in and you understand what this guy has, and maybe you can spin on something quick out of the hand, but, other than that, it's just something I've always been with.
The series continues Tuesday with Daniel Gossett on the Hill.